Alfred Isendorf, 16th of July, 1966. If you ask me, there are three major stages in the history of man. At first, he didn't recognise his own mirror image, just as an animal doesn't recognise it. Let a cat view itself in a mirror, and it will think that it's looking at another cat on the other side of the window. It will hiss and try to catch it. After a while, it loses interest. Some cats are even completely ignorant of their mirror image. This is how the first humans were. 100% subjective. There was no eye that could question the self. Second stage. Narcissus discovers the mirror image. Not Prometheus, who discovered fire, but Narcissus is the greatest scholar of the antiquity. For the first time, the eye sees itself. In this stage, psychology was an unnecessary discipline, because man was to himself merely what he was, namely his mirror image. Whether he loved his image or not, he couldn't be betrayed by himself. The I and the self were symmetrical, nothing more than each other's mirror image. We lie, and the mirror image lies with us. Only in the third stage, truth struck its fatal blow. The third stage begins with the invention of photography. How often does somebody make a passport photograph of us that we love as much as our own mirror image? Rarely ever. In former times, when someone didn't like their painted portrait, he could blame the painter. But the camera does not lie. In the course of time, countless photographs teach you that often you are not yourself, not symmetrical with yourself, but you spent the majority of your life in various alien incarnations for which you would deny any responsibility if you could. He fears that others see him as he is in those photos that he cannot endorse, and that they may never see him as in the mirror image that he loves. This fear has fermented the human individual, turned him into a group made up of a general and a gang of revolting soldiers. An eye that wants to be something, and a pack of ghosts that ceaselessly deserts the eye. This is the third stage. What used to be rare, doubting yourself, implodes into despair. Psychology flourishes.